Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Evelyn in Georgia has a problem with her door. What happened?
The paint is chipping on the back. When I went to open the door to check on the house, the back door, it's the white enamel, and it's been several coats of paint, and it's all over the floor, and it's kind of buckling up on the door itself.
What kind of door is this, Evelyn? Is it a wood door?
Wood door, huh?
Okay. If you have a lot of coats of paint on that door, and especially if the heating and the cooling in the home is running inconsistently because it's a vacant house, what you might be finding is that that door simply can't hold any more paint, and so it's stripping. As that wood starts to get moist, especially, a lot of that wood will fall off. So if you're not running the air conditioning all the time, or if you're not running the heat on a regular cycle, it's not going to stick very well. At this point, the best thing to do is to strip the paint off the door and to repaint it, because if you try to put new paint on top of that, Leslie, I think it's not going to stick.
And your best bet is to take that door off of its hinges. You know, pull the pins, pull the door off, and lay it down on some horses outside and work on it on a flat surface, because it'll really help you to strip the paint more efficiently.
I figured that much.
Well, the best thing for you to do is, once you get the old paint off, is I want you to prime it next. Don't put a top coat on it directly without putting a primer first. And for a wood door, I would use an oil-based primer like Kills.
How am I going to get the paint off to start with?
Well, you're going to scrape off all of the loose stuff, and then you're going to sand whatever's left. You don't have to go right down to the raw wood, but get as much of it off as you can.
And get it to as smooth as you can.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to leave any loose stuff on there is the bottom line. But then you want to put a primer on it. I would use an oil-based primer like Kills. And then use a surface paint over that. Just use an exterior grade trim paint is the best thing to use, because the trim paints on the exterior grade, they have more pigment in it. They have more titanium dioxide, which is the colorant in paint, and that tends to stand up and be a lot harder and tougher, especially in a problem paint area. So that would be the way to do it, Evelyn, and I think if you do that, that door is just going to look good all over again. And if you do a good job with the sanding, if you have a place where you took off a lot of paint and then there's still some paint on there, just sort of feather the edges so that you sand down that rough edge so it's all smooth and one again. Okay?
So it doesn't jump down.
Yeah. All right, Evelyn?
Okay, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.